The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
NASCAR Cup Series driver Anthony Alfredo, and it's my understanding they call you Fast Pasta. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. It actually all started when I started racing late model stock cars. At that time, it was actually limited late models. I was racing at Hickory Motor Speedway, and the local short track announcer there coined the term, if I'm not mistaken. And from there, it just stuck as I climbed the ranks, and I started racing in a regional touring series and the Southeast Limited Late Model Series, and then the Cars Tour, and then worked my way up all the way to the national level, and it has stuck for sure. So
yeah.
It's been a fun play on words, and I think everyone's enjoyed messing with it, and I think even myself, I've fully accepted it, and we've done some cool things, even made some merchandise, and even my pit sign is me eating pasta, a cartoon version of myself, yeah. So it's pretty funny.
And it's good carbs, too. It helps get the energy going, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking, I'm thinking, Anthony, that someday, 20 years from now, you'll have famous nicknames like the Intimidator and then Fast Pasta in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I like it. It's not as tough guy of a nickname,
yeah.
But it definitely is good enough to stick for a long time, and hopefully I can have a pretty significant track record and, a lot of success in the sport to where that is in there beside those other nicknames for sure.
So I was reading your bio. It sounds like you're a pretty talented fella, not just in racing. I mean, it didn't get specific, so I'm going to ask you to get specific. I mean, you took a hiatus from racing. You went on to play other sports, but then jumped back into racing in 2014. I'm just curious, what other sports did you play?
So the other sports I played were basketball, lacrosse, football, and I actually dropped the other two to continue playing lacrosse all year round.
Wow.
So I played on four different teams, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was not my passion like racing was, as I soon discovered later in life, but I definitely probably would have considered playing through college and stuff like that because I enjoyed it. I felt like I was pretty good at it, but like I said, racing was definitely my more my specialty and my passion, so I've been fortunate to pursue that, and I think those years off kind of exploring other hobbies and sports was fun, and I got to kind of appreciate, dabbling in a little bit of everything, and it was part of what made me realize how much I loved racing, right, compared to maybe if I were to only race my entire life, which I know I might be a little bit behind on at times on experience, but I got to literally experience a lot of other things.
Yeah. Yeah, let me ask you this, because I've never played lacrosse. It looks like that's, that particular sport, you have to be pretty agile. Does that translate to racing at all?
Well, it's really fast-paced like racing. It's honestly the easiest way to describe it to someone who's maybe never watched it is if they've seen hockey. It's kind of like hockey, but in the air and not on ice, because you're throwing the ball around and, catching it with your lacrosse stick, so it's fast-paced, it's pretty intense, and there's a lot of moving parts, and you got to study the game pretty well to get really good at it as far as understanding different play calls and strategies depending on what side of the field you're on. So I feel like it's pretty similar, but racing is just so unique, and the coolest part about racing is compared to any other sport I've seen or played, usually when it's a team sport, it's one team versus another. So there's two teams playing a game, and one of those two is going to win. But when you go to a race, there's 40 cars out there, and any of them can win. So it's just so intense, and it's just a totally different aspect, which I think is part of what makes it so rewarding when you win, not just because of that, but how competitive it is. But I think the fact that there's 40 teams competing all against each other, kind of like a free-for-all almost, is just really cool and what makes racing what it is.
Yeah. We've got Anthony Alfredo on the line. Now, he's going to be racing, I believe, at IMS at the Brickyard 400 here in about a month or so. Is that right?
Yep. It's going to be a big weekend there. We're running on the road course, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
I actually got to run the Xfinity race there last year, so I have a little bit of an advantage over some of the Cup Series drivers that maybe haven't run on it yet. So I'm excited for that. We do get a little bit of practice. So since I'm familiar with the track, hopefully we can work on dialing in our Ford Mustang and getting prepared for the race.
You know, I normally cover the Indy 500 every year, and that's how this interview opportunity came along. The folks at IMS wanted me to have you on the show, and we're glad to have you. What was it like to be at IMS the first time around? If you've been to a NASCAR race or any kind of Indy series race, it's just an experience like none other to be at IMS. What was it like for you?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like it. It's just such an incredible facility. So much history. You can just feel it when you drive through the tunnel or walk into the track. So I love going there. I think it was such a great experience the first time. It's going to be even better this time, knowing that I'll be in the Cup Series race. Everywhere I've went this year has been, every race is a blessing. That's what I always say. And going to all these tracks has been really special, but it's these really big, notorious facilities like IMS, Daytona, Charlotte Motor Speedway, and many more that are the ones that really stand out and really just give you this whole new perspective.
Yeah, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I hope I have this correct, but according to what I'm looking at here, your first ever NASCAR Cup Series race was the Daytona 500. Is that right?
Yes.
How incredible is that? I mean, your first ever NASCAR race as a driver is the Daytona 500. Is that intimidating? Or, I mean, how did you feel at the start and during that race when that was going on?
Oh, well, it was just, the whole weekend was unbelievable as far as the experience, and that was the first race I attended as a fan.
Oh, wow.
Nobody in my family raced. I just grew up a fan. I didn't have anyone in my family that raced. I'm a first-generation racer trying to make my way and build my own brand and do it the hard way, so to speak, but I've had a lot of amazing people who've been behind me, a lot of good fortune, and just so many great opportunities I've tried to take advantage of. Just to make the most out of each one and work my way to this level. And that was just what really put it all in perspective and made me feel so thankful, was being at the Daytona 500 as a driver. And hopefully I can go back again and relive it, because this year was different without, there were a lot of fans there, but they weren't on the inside.
Yeah.
So the pits were pretty empty, and it was just kind of a weird, quiet day. And I think it allowed me to focus and made me feel a little bit less stressed or pressured, you know. But I didn't get that full Daytona 500 experience as a driver yet. So I'm looking forward to kind of reliving that or experiencing it in a little bit different, you know, normal way, so to speak. But regardless, it was still just so surreal, especially once the green flag dropped for the race.
We've got NASCAR Cup Series driver Anthony Alfredo on the line with us now. Anthony, our station, WKKG, covers most of the Indianapolis area, but we're based out of Columbus, Indiana, okay? So that is the hometown of Tony Stewart. I don't know if you knew that or not. So I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot, who is the driver that you looked up to the most before you got to this point in your career?
Well, I was always a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan growing up,
yep.
So... that was he's one of multiple drivers who inspired me. And I think as I got more involved with the sport and kind of got to meet some more people and hear about certain people as well, there's even more drivers that I've added to the list that I've been inspired by. But it was definitely Dale Jr. in my younger days.
Yeah, I love Dale Jr. I love his podcast, too. It's really, really good. So, hey, I was stalking your Instagram here. And the photo that stood out to me the most is that you're at a construction site. And actually, I see a commenter here, Lee Falk Racing. He says, looks like you're holding that shovel while the crew is doing all the work. What were you doing at this construction site?
Well, in that specific picture, I was actually guiding the operator of the excavator, because we're digging that foundation, and it was so deep. He was on a long arm excavator.
Yeah.
He couldn't see down into the pit, but he could see me. He just couldn't see the bucket on the floor. So I actually had to help guide him as far as scooping the dirt out of that foundation and digging without hitting any of the important infrastructure around it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't standing there doing nothing. I actually had a pretty important role because it wouldn't be the operator's fault if he did something wrong. It would have been my fault as his spotter.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Lee Falk a pretty good friend of yours?
Yes. So Lee Falk Racing is actually the first stock car team I drove for, and they taught me pretty much everything I knew about stock car racing, you know, my first couple of years, just because I had zero experience, and they were just such a great development team, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity I had with them. We still stay in touch to this day and are really close friends.
So here in the Midwest, I mean, you know, NASCAR racing's pretty big. I don't know much about the East Coast, but, you know, you're from Connecticut. How big is NASCAR racing there?
It's not as popular. It was actually kind of a funny story. You know, my parents just so happened to be one of a few in that area that were big race fans, and that's how I was watching it. So I was fortunate to grow up in a racing, you know, kind of fan household. But a lot of other people didn't, so a lot of friends when I was growing up didn't watch it really. I just watched it with my family, and I think even now they still don't really understand it if they were ever to try to get an idea about what I do for a living.
Yeah. One last thing, Anthony, before we go, again, stalking your Instagram, I see that you're a really big, I don't know if I'm using the right terminology because I don't play video games, but you do the video game racing, and it's a pretty serious thing for you, right?
Yep. I've been huge in iRacing. It's played a big role in my career just because of it being such a valuable training tool on the simulation.
And really?
I've won some major esports events and actually have led me to be a co-owner of a NASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series charter and team, as well as a content creator for XZ Gaming. So it's led to a lot of great opportunities for me. And like I said, it's even just played a big role in my career on the track.
So did I hear you just say it's a good training tool? Like, you're using this as a simulator? That really does help you with your real life racing.
Yes, that's what it is. iRacing is a motorsports simulator.
Oh.
So it helps hone your skills and definitely develop some racecraft and kind of get great visual of all these new tracks as well.
Wow. Learn something new every day. Wow. Anthony Alfredo, Fast Pasta on the line with us. Hey, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your morning to join us. And I can't wait to see you up at the Brickyard 400. I'll come by and shake your hand when I get a chance.
All good. I appreciate it. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.